And joining us for the Dream Team broadcast now is the head coach of the Higginsville Huskers, Jim Stoner. And first off, Coach, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
No problem. Thank you.
And we're going to talk about a pair of seniors for you that made the Dream Team this year. First off, Mason Haynes. Let's talk about that young man.
Yeah, Mason was a 4'6", 5", somewhere in there. He's a do-it-all player for us. He led us in scoring at 13.5 points per game. He led us in rebounds at 6.1 rebounds a game, led us in assists, 4.8 a game, and led us in blocks, 1.6 blocks per game. So, he's a kid that could score it for us. He had great vision. You know, he could handle the ball at his size, could really dribble and pass. Really helped our transition. Altered shots with his length. He's a kid that, like I said, he was a do-it-all for us. And he wound up with a great career for us. I hearken back. We didn't go quite as far as we wanted to, obviously, in the postseason. But he helped us win another conference title and helped us win two tournaments this year. I told him at our banquet, we hearken back to his junior year, him making two big free throws against Chillicothe to make it a 3-point game there with 5 or 6 seconds left instead of a 1-point game. So he hit the front end of a 1-1 and made the second. Something that really helped us get a district title that year. But so he finishes with a really solid career for us.
Absolutely, and having watched him play over the past couple of years, and it's really, really good to see how much he actually grew from not physically grew, but playing wise grew from his junior year to his senior year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And as kids graduate, roles change, and his certainly his role changed dramatically this year, and we asked him to do a lot on both sides of the floor. I just talked about the offensive side. Defensively, he was very willing and took the challenge to guard the other team's front court best player and did it well, and that was a huge part of our success.
And it seemed to me a very, and watching him play football as well, a real high-effort kid too.
Yeah, very much so. High-energy, intelligent play, very savvy on the floor.
And the other member of your squad making the Dream Team this year, also a senior, and Tucker Wagner. Let's talk about him.
Yeah, Tucker had a great senior year for us. He was our offensive threat from outside the three-point line, without a doubt. He hit 41 threes on the year at a 36%, rate, which was, is pretty solid for high school. So, he was our threat. And he wasn't just an outside shooter. He was a inside-outside guy, he just has a knack for putting the ball in the basket. And has good moves inside, has a good under move, can score against the big guys. And, he stepped outside the three-point line and really made other teams have to focus on, the fact that he could score. It drew a lot of attention. And, that certainly opens up your teammates when that happens. So he was big in that regard. He also chipped in with 4.4 rebounds a game, did a good job on the boards. He's a kid that could really get hot. I mean, he had at Holden, he hit 4 threes in the second quarter alone, all in a row, to kind of really build our lead up. He had 17 points in the first quarter, including 3 threes against Hogan Prep. Which, as I said, at our banquet gave our team, the belief that, hey, we can actually do this. And we wound up losing by 3, but that was to a really good Hogan Prep team this year. So he had the ability to be really hot, and it certainly drew a lot of attention from the other team.
Absolutely. And leadership-wise, was he a leadership-by-example type kid or more of a vocal type leader?
Yeah, he great, great example, leader by example. Tucker, Malcolm, probably a vocal leader. Mason, probably a vocal leader. Tucker, a leader by example. Kid that come early, stay late. Great character, things like that. I mention Malcolm in there. Malcolm was another senior who was a leader for us and how he performed as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I'm so fortunate to coach, you know, Tucker and Mason and, you know, and Malcolm there as a group of three that really kind of came up together and really were the basis of our success.
Absolutely. And I know after having coached them for several years, it's going to be kind of tough to replace them. It's awful big shoes to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, those are kids that had a varsity uniform for 3 years, and the last 2 years have been a huge part of what we've done, you know, what we do and how successful we've been. So those are big shoes to fill for sure.
And it sounds like to me, you know, they did a good job of setting an example and leadership-wise to kind of, you know, put the building blocks there for the underclassmen as well.
Absolutely. You know, I hopefully the, you know, the underclassmen are paying attention and, you know, can follow their lead for sure.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Higginsville Huskers, Jim Stoner. And, again, Coach Stoner, we appreciate you taking the time out to talk about Mason Haynes and Tucker Wagner, a pair of seniors for you on the Dream Team this year. Is there any last words or any last things you wanted to say about these two?
Yeah, just, you know, again, they might not have gone as far as they wanted to in the postseason, but really proud of them because they helped our team achieve a 20-win season, I think 21-6, and get a couple tournament titles and another conference title. So there's no shame in what they did. They left their mark on Husker basketball for sure.
Very well said. Again, Coach Jim Stoner of the Higginsville Huskers joining us on the Dream Team broadcast.